another round of applause, because that was wonderful. And among those who God has really used this week has been Danielle. She has worked with them. I'm sorry. My wife corrected me. It's Princess Danielle. But anyway, thank you guys so much for all that you guys have done. At this time, we have my wonderful, beloved sister in the Lord, Robin. She is a remarkable speaker. And Princess Robin, sorry.
I am so excited. I had a blast in Vacation Bible School. I always think there's going to come a time when I'm way too old to be jumping around like that in Vacation Bible School. It is a blast. I'm Pastor Mash, Chair, and Barb, and children, stand up. Or the whole family, stand up. Give them a hand clap. They do a fantastic job. Pastor said that earlier, but I wanted to recognize them because they do such a fantastic job. And I look forward to Vacation Bible School. I get all excited that it's coming. I think I drive Barb crazy because I said, what date? What date? What date? I'm all excited about Vacation Bible School. I have only 5 points. It's going to be very quick because I want to share with you what your children learned this week. It was a wonderful, wonderful lesson. And so on day one, they learned about being chosen. And I'm going to give the parents a charge after each Bible verse. I want to give you a charge, a challenge for your children. The memory verse was, "The Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. Parents, let's teach our children that if God has given us a task and given them a task to do, that no one can stop it and that it will come to pass. Teach them that it doesn't matter what they look like. Because remember, when Jesse brought all the brothers before Samuel, he thought for sure that the different ones would be anointed because of the way they looked. They were strong. They had this, they had that. But then he said, "Do you have one more son?" And he said, "Yes." And 1 Samuel 16, 11 and 12 says this. Then Samuel said to Jesse, are these all the children? And Jesse said, "There is yet the youngest one. See, he is taking care of the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. He will not sit down until he comes here." So he sent for him and brought him in. His younger son had good color and skin, beautiful eyes, and was good looking. The Lord said, "Rise up and choose him." He was the one that was chosen, and yet he was a child. And so we don't know who God's going to choose, but encourage your children that God that has chosen them will equip them and he will tell them what to do. On day two, they learned about being empowered. This was the story of David and Goliath. I had the privilege of doing that story. The memory verse says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and him will I trust." In 1 Samuel 17, verses 50 and 51. So David won the fight against the Philistines with a sling and a stone. He hit the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine. He took the sword out of his holder and killed him and cut his head off with it. When the Philistines saw that their strong soldier was dead, they all ran away. Parents, a lesson to teach our children is not to be afraid. Life will bring them some Goliaths. In every part of our life, we have seen Goliaths. But God is bigger than any Goliath. He is our refuge, which means he's a condition of being safe. A safe shelter that we can pursue, that when others are pursuing us, it will keep us out of danger. He keeps us out of trouble. There is a movie that I really enjoy. It is called Not Without My Daughter with Sally Fields in it. And the one thing that happens throughout her whole journey, it's a very good movie, but when she sees the American embassy, that's when she knows she is safe and she stops running. Well, we want to teach our children that he is their fortress, a military stronghold that will fortify them and will engulf them and will let no weapon formed against them prosper. He is their God, not some foreign God, not someone that doesn't know them, but someone that recognizes them and is ever present and is also all around them. Day three, they learned about protection. Jonathan warns David. The memory verse is, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. Excuse me, in whom I will trust. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Psalms 18, 2 and 3. Parents, I want to encourage you. Parents, let's teach our children that in tough times to praise God. You know, sometimes we say, wait till the battle is over. But I want us to start teaching our children, shout now. Even before the battle is over, shout now. Get excited right now. Let's teach our children not to say, this is something that's happening to me and God doesn't love me. But let's teach them that in the midst of the battle, God still loves them and that he is with them. Most of all, let's teach them to praise him when it seems like life is out of control. Because guess what? Life is never out of control in God's hands. Let's praise him. Day four, David honors God. And the memory verse says, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. 1 Chronicles 16 and 8. We know the story biblically of Mephibosheth, the son of Saul's, the son of Jonathan. And he was the grandfather. Saul was his grandfather, but they say the son of Jonathan, of Saul also in the Bible. And he came to David. And David had come and David said, do you know, before I read the verse, do you know of anyone else left in Saul's house that's alive? Do you know anyone else? So they bought a servant. And he asked the servant, he said, do you know anybody else? Because even though Saul sought to kill David, David still blessed his household. And he said, who's alive? And he said, Mephibosheth, he's in Lodabar. And there, he said, go get him. And he bought him and he blessed him. And he told him, I'm going to take care of you. Parents, let's teach our children to tell others about the goodness of God. Let me tell you something. If they see you telling people about the goodness of God, the children will go out and become missionaries. They will go out and become evangelists because they too will tell people about God. Teach our children that God honors acts of kindness. Sometimes we forget about that. We forget that God honors acts of kindness. So when our children are kind, you can tell them that God will bring that back to them. There may be days in their lives, sometimes he waits and he brings it back to their children. Because Mephibosheth was blessed because of Jonathan and what Jonathan had done. And he was honored for that reason. I want to bring to your attention that we are to teach our children. Day five, the memory verse is sing. The topic was promised. God keeps his word. The memory verse was sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of the earth. 2 Chronicles 6:14 says, he said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You keep your promises and show loving kindness to your servants who walk with you, all who walk with all their heart. Parents, let's teach our children the final thing, and it's such a great thing. Let's teach our children to love God with all their heart. You know, when we teach our children, how can you teach that? You can teach that by loving God with all your heart. When Christ is the emphasis of your home. You see, because children don't do talk service. Because guess what? They live with us. So we can tell other people other things. But when we get in our house and close the doors, the children will tell us if we're walking like Christ. The children will tell us if they see Christ. So I'm asking you. I'm asking you to make Christ the center of your heart so that your children will be drawn to make Christ the center of their heart. It's a charge that I believe that if we take that on, we will see God in action in our homes and in our children. David was told that his son would be the builder of God's house. Solomon was obedient, so we want to teach our children obedience, and he built the house of God. 2 Chronicles 6:8-11 says this, "But the Lord said to my father David, because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart, but you will not build the house. Your son, who will be born to you, will build the house for my name." Now the Lord was keeping his promise that he made. For I have taken the place of my father David and sat on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised. And I have built the house in the name of the Lord and the God of Israel. There I have put the special box with the law of the Lord, which he gave to the people in Israel. Let's teach our children to listen. Listen to the instructions of God. Remember, the blessings of God will be passed on from you to your children and to your children's children. I challenge you today, don't just take what you hear each and every day and walk away. Pass it on to your children. God bless you.
Thank you, Princess Robin. At this time in our service, we just like to invite all the students who are returning back to school, whatever school it is, could be elementary, middle school, high school, college. We just want to take an opportunity to lift you up in prayer. So can I get everybody that's going back to school this fall, can I get you guys to come up here? Can we get teachers also? So, if you will, please stand up? Can I get everybody in the house to stand up? I was on the verge to invite everybody to come up here, but it would just get really messy, I think. So, trying to learn wisdom today. Discernment. So, if you will, please extend your hand. And let's get close to Jesus and lift up these students, because it doesn't matter where we're at. I believe that God wants to impact our world for him and give himself glory. That person can have a very bad family life, or that person can have a good life but not have Jesus. In either case, in every case, they need Jesus. Amen. So let's lift up these wonderful students to the Lord and ask, and teachers, and ask the Lord to minister to them and through them in their situation. Are you guys ready to pray? We're going to pray one more time. Here we go. Gracious Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies in our lives, Lord God. We just ask that you will minister to all these wonderful students, Lord, that are returning back to school. And we ask that you will anoint them, oh God. May your presence be heavily upon them. May your love just cherish them, Lord God. May they see you, Lord God, on your throne, Lord, as Stephen saw you, even though so many people were against him, Lord God, throwing stones, Lord, he looked up and he saw you, Lord, standing. Lord, I pray that as these students go before you into these schools, homeschool, libraries, classrooms, as the teachers go and they see a wonderful opportunity to see your children, to see your kingdom expanded. Lord, I just pray that you will empower each and every one of us in our own situation, Lord God, for your glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted with a loud, amen. 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 Now, that was not the end of the service. If I can have all the children have a seat, we did make a promise. Our promise